is Esther Kimmeldog from Koyuk.
I was born in April 4, 1930, in Isaac's Point, but as we call it, Koyuk.
I lived there all my life. They named me Barak.
It means go meet.
I was named after a lady that passed on, even my English name. Just go meet Barak. To camp a lot long ago. Boy, almost 3 months from end of May till almost end of August. The first time when we go camp, we go to 6 Mile Point. It's maybe more than almost 20 miles down where we spring camp. Two aunties that follow with my family, with all their children, and uncle with his family. We all camped together with our grandma. I had two grandmas till I was about over 20. Christine Nasuk and Uyan, she just had one name. Duck team, we go in May while there's still ice. Yeah, they dig the snow off the ground, pitch a big tent. My family had a big tent. They put tree branches for flooring. We help our mother do the seal cutting. Yeah, we learn when they hunt, cut seals, and help them in whatever food they gather. Our aunties showed us where to go hunt for roots springtime. We call them mushu. We walk ways up more to dig some mushrooms. We eat out there, and boy, that was lots of fun. And we follow them when they go pick. We call them kabutis. I don't know the English name for them. They're in a lake. We walk about 2 miles from where we're camping over the hill to a place where there's a lake back there behind 6 Mile Point. We had long stick to use as a pull the greens out from the water. They have black stem sticking out from the lake, about 5 inches out. Use long stick to pull them in. We get a whole bunch, and they're like over a foot long. They have white and green color inside the water, but the top is always dark color. My grandma cooked them in boiling water to cool them off. They're delicious with sugar and sea lal in them. And we pick sura when the suras go there. And thank you.
that time there wasn't any Ziploc bags, or we didn't have no freezers. They saved all the food they get in seal pokes, fill them seal pokes with greens, with seal oil, preserve them. That's how we make seal oil too. They make seal oil, and they had a food cache they built, because there was no bears long ago. They just stayed safe. They skin a seal and try not to make a hole on it. That's why there's some blubber still in there. They start from the mouth of a seal. Sometimes they use little knife to get way inside, clean it, and they put it inside out, and they take the flippers off, try not to make a hole, and the arms. They make a hole, they try to sew it real tightly so it won't leak out. When they clean all the blubber off from the skin, they try to see if there's holes. They check first and sew the holes if they have to clean it out real good and wash it. They inflate that poke like a balloon. They use seal blood to paint the outside. They save that seal blood. It does be real red, but it changes to a different color when it's dry. They made those seal pokes for preserving lots of native food. They even put their berries in, mostly salmon berries, I think, in the seal pokes. But later on, they started to get wooden barrels. They can leave them out sometimes winter time. They just go pick them up with dog teams. They'd still be there. No animals or anything bother them. We don't leave anything out now. Bears are dangerous. Too many bears now. They're getting too close to villages sometimes. Springtime, they like to go to garbage places. And they hunt seals winter, in the late winter, like from February, they start hunting seals. Why, they don't do that anymore. Some people that live in the coast, they hunt seals quicker than us. But our ice and koyuk is always hanging there till get rotten and get out. But they could still try to get it from going down to Six Mile Point and go hunt. Some people do yet and get ugruks from there. Early spring too, all right. People were drying seal meat too for dog food, hanging lots of herring. Some older people had fish traps too, getting lots of fish for the winter. It don't matter for dog food, you can make a fish real thick and they dry anyway. But for eating, you kind of cut them thinner. Open the stomach part and cut it thin and you slit them so they dry quick. Bear picking time come in July. We go camp to our berry camps up Koyuk River. Some go to Iglutalik and Ungalik. Seems like the berries grow all the time, right? A lot long ago. Sometimes they don't even finish them. Salmon berries, and then after salmon berries, they pick blueberries, and then black. September, they pick cranberries. I think we love to have salmon berries, but all of them are good. Right now, weather is changing. Sometimes it don't rain springtime and berries don't grow well. Sometimes it's real windy and blow the blossoms off, white blossoms. But there must be some in low places, all right. And they need rain springtime. Blueberries grow when it's warm springtime. My bear camp is in Kekiktok. That means an island. And Tunneon, it means going around the island. Some people name some areas up there with English names. people long ago are hunters. Born hunters, they hunt every day for fresh food because they got no freezers. It's their livelihood long ago. Fresh food all the time, all the seasons. It's hunting, hunting. Summertime, you dried fish. They used to get lots of beluga, too. Belugas, they dry make dry meat. Save the mukduck, boil it, preserve it in pokes and age it. They get lots of seals, too. We really save them skins. Them older ladies save their skin. They use everything. They even make pack sacks with them. Men use it for putting their hunting gear and shells in there. They get lots of birds, all kinds of birds long ago, up the river, not too far from Coyote. We depend on birds. We call them ducks, but they call them birds. We call them ducks all our life. We depend on them. We always be happy to have a fresh goose soup. Fall time, when it starts to freeze up, start hooking. Whirling cods, they come early, and they get tomcods and smelts too. They didn't have augers. They used to big long stick with sharpened iron. They don't mind hard work. Long ago, they do it. Try to learn how to hunt to survive. Some animals will be not here and have to survive somehow. You need money to buy food most of the time now. When you run out of money, it's kind of hard to buy the stuff. In our village, in a way. Most of all, it's good to have subsistence food. It's a daily diet, like you can eat it maybe four times a week, maybe three times store-bought. That long ago we didn't have too many high winds and storms, not much flooding like now. I go to school in Koyuk when I was six, I think. One big classroom for all the children and one teacher. Teacher always have a family, all right, but both of them don't teach. One of them kept house or watched the kids. And they don't go on a vacation, Christmas vacation. And they don't go back to where they came from. Even summertime, they stay in Koyuk long ago. We play our own native games. We play games on the beach, like playing baseball, we call it. We do it the other way, though. They get sides, and they take turns to run across to the base. Your opponents, they get the ball first. They try to hit the person that's running. And if they hit the person, if they lose it, they have to bat the ball and run across. One that lose have to try to hit them too. They didn't really check the scores, but most people that could go across and run back get the most scores without getting hit. September, when the school starts. And I remember the men used to play football in the ice, wintertime, on the smooth ice. They make football with reindeer skin, stuff it with something maybe. There was a lot of native games they used to play between Christmas and New Year's every night. Finger pulling, they use their index finger, try to pull them. And the arm pulling, there's some strong people on go. We start from Thanksgiving holiday. They have feast when we get pasture. In 1946, and we start having Thanksgiving feasts. All sorts of native food, what they gather, berries and akutaks. They kind of stay up and later on they play games and then they look forward to playing muck. They choose sizes. Sometimes there's men and women. Boy, the men always get real goofy and sometimes the women keep losing. They always get real goofy and all go with them. They did all kinds of things to make you laugh. And Christmas, they have school program too. Children recite some poems they read and sing songs. Young people sing carol on Christmas morn every time. It was so cold Christmas morn. Means a lot to me. When the first missionaries came into Unaklet, that pastor in Unaklet always make field trips up the coast to Shaktulik and then to Koyuk, spread the word before the villages got pastors of their own, before they didn't hear the word of God. When the first missionaries came, I think they were doing some Eskimo dancing too. In our area, they had a place where they'd Eskimo dance. They call that place Kargi. It went away. I think the pastors didn't like Eskimo dances that related to shamans. In our area, they stopped. That's why we don't know how to dance. Well, we seldom travel to other villages. Maybe once a year to a church conference by dog team. Church conference was starting from White Mountain, Galvin, Elam, Koyuk, Shaktulik, and Unaklet. They take turns, alternate once a year in March. They look forward to that gathering. That was the only gathering between the villages they have. Close calls, I try to have a jalopy four-wheeler. Two times hurt my shoulder and first time, but the next one was a close call, but somehow I didn't think that's a miracle. I was thrown off from my four-wheeler on an embankment, rolling down backwards from the hill, flew over the four-wheeler, and I didn't really know when I landed, but I woke up. There's lots of people around me. My children wanted to send me here to Nome, make sure I didn't get hurt. I just, I'm okay, I didn't, I'll be all right. But my one son was real persistent. Anyway, they evaluate me in the hospital for one night. Only my liver was bruised and it was bleeding, all right, liver. It's like one day at a time, one day at a time. You're happy when you hit the pillow and you're still alive. I met my husband when I was quite young, and we got married quite young. We had 14 kids, and we adopted one. We would have 15, but three of them died. Must be close to 40 grandchildren I have. I have a lot of great-grandchildren, too. I always wonder how I raised my children. Have to feed them every day, keep them clean, washing laundry. We didn't have washing machines for a while, till later. Usually melt snow to make wash water. We didn't mind it at all, though. My children get married and raise their own families, and I invite them for dinner sometime. That's when I want to eat better. I miss my big family. Well, I try to be a single parent now and miss my husband. I have a savior that helps me. He carried me through. Yeah. It gets kind of lonely springtime when I miss going out and about, miss my husband. I'm sure the other widows do that the same way. They say they do, and I just feel for them too, all right? Me and my husband went by dock team to Haycock Magistrate. I think it was Magistrate. All the people that want to get married, they go up there and get married with Doc Team. It was in April, pretty soon, April 18th. We didn't mind how long we'd take it, must have taken it all day. Over 35 miles. Just a plain old wedding. Other couple, too, got married same time with us. And we go home the next day, and when we went to church, there was a church service that Wednesday night, I think. We went to church, and when we were leaving, getting up, they throw rice at us at least. We finally celebrated our 50th anniversary. That was a golden anniversary. My second oldest daughter, Ella, mostly planned on it. She get the preparation to let me have a golden wedding anniversary. Boy, that was nice. We were formally dressed like a real marriage. The whole family was there. My children were homeborn with a midwife. Just two of my children are born in hospital, youngest ones. Mostly the same midwife, but there's about only two that have different. When I get labor, keep quiet till I can bear it. My husband to go get the midwife. He does, it's come right over. Help me. Her English name is Ruth. Kumian Eskimo name, Kumian. She know the procedures. You think that you be loved by your family, for your children to love you. In turn, you have to show your love to them too, no matter if they did good or bad, show your love to them. You can talk to them to not repeat the bad things if they do it. made my kids mukluks. We didn't have no door-bought boots, snow machine boots or tennis shoes. When I was growing up, we used mukluks all the time. And so I tried to learn when I were kids. They used sinew from a beluga reindeer they had long ago. They make sinews from a whale's tail behind big strands of mussels. They take them off and clean them and dry them, make strands. That's how they sew. They could make waterproof mukluks and winter boots for cold weather. And they make summer light boots, sealskins most likely. They scrape their fur off for summer use. And they use ugruk for soles, dry them first, and reindeer leggings for winter. My dad had lots of duck. Right along till I was married and my husband had a duck team. I tried to race one time, but my leader didn't care. But it was lots of fun, just for fun I raced. Just say gee or huh, left and right. Some ladies that drive most of the time, they have no problem. They mind their owner. Everybody was real excited when one man get a snow machine, a skidoo, but everybody keep talking, it's real powerful. It can load more than 1,000 pounds. Boy, it was something. I get kind of tired in the bumps when I never relax. I think I learned how to, when I'm riding a snow machine, you have to relax. If you get hard and try to hold on, you get tired. Eventually, the people start getting snow machines, and nobody have dog team right now. At home, just pets. There's lots of pets. Koyuk used to be abandoned. There used to be only two families left there. I like it because I was born there and I've been my home all my life. I raised my big family there. Some people had lanterns. Later on, they get gas lights. You have to have mantles, gasoline. People don't stay up like light right now. They don't stay up at all. The latest person to be in bed is about 10 o'clock. Everybody. We used to have ice water and melt it. For water. Understand how life is precious. Try to live the right way. Try to understand what life is about. Better to try to live it better and acknowledge that we have a Savior who wants to give us eternal life.